Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're going for a price on Wilson.
Open up the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave!
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Dave Wilson's with us right now with a very interesting story of the stock of the day, David.
Well, let's start with a couple of questions here. Does the name Alco Standard ring a bell?
No.
How about LTV?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they both figure into the history of aircraft parts maker Triumph Group. Triumph was founded in 1993 through a management buyout of Alco Standard. Company went public 3 years later. The ticker is TGI. And in 2010, Triumph bought parts maker Vought Aircraft. And that was the V in LTV, a long gone conglomerate. Vought is part of the company's aerospace structures unit, which makes wings and tails and other components. Earlier this month, Triumph disclosed in a filing that the unit might be headed for insolvency by August. That prospect faded today after the company resolved a legal dispute with Canada's Bombardier. The companies had sued each other over wings under development for what will be Bombardier's largest business jet. The settlement arrived on the heels of an agreement between Triumph and its biggest customer, Boeing. Their deal set new prices per parts and settled past claims. Boeing accounts for almost 40% of Triumph's revenue. Of course, that's according to their regulatory filings. Now, in response to all this, Triumph shares had their biggest one-day gain ever. The stock jumped 30.5%.
That's not shabby.
Not shabby
unless,
at all.
Unless, of course, you were shorting it, and then you're screaming today.
Well, true enough. You know, it's just interesting to see this kind of a reversal. And something like 17% of the shares available for trading were sold short. So perhaps the rebound forced some people to buy back what they sold and cover their shorts, as they say.
Cool stuff. Dave Wilson, thank you so much.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.